sure. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. But she'd do it the same as she did back then. Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again, is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her familiar home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She does.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The major tsunami threat has passed for the West Coast and Hawaii following a massive earthquake off the coast of Russia. ABC's Alex Stone with more from Los Angeles.
At this point, after an all-night rush to get large populations away from potential tsunami waves, there is no known damage in the U.S., and there was no one large wave. There have been some small recorded tsunami waves picked up on sensors, some bigger ones as well, but not a large wave like you'd think of. The question will be, as the sun comes up, assessing any damage, especially in far northern California's Crescent City, which because of geography, it's always prone to tsunami damage. Right now, though, there is no known damage in the U.S.
Two notes left behind, police say, by the gunman who opened fire in a New York City office building. One of the notes appeared to blame the NFL for a brain injury. The other was an apology to his parents. Crowds lining the streets of Birmingham, England for the funeral procession today of Ozzy Osbourne's casket through his hometown. This is ABC News. A vigil was held last night in New York City to honor the four people who were killed in this week's office building shooting. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what we're learning about the gunman.
27-year-old Shane Tamura carried a high-powered rifle into the building and immediately opened fire. The shooter had a concealed carry permit issued to him in 2022 in Las Vegas, where he worked security at a casino. Police said a co-worker purchased the lower receiver of the rifle used in the attack.
We're learning new information about Tamura as well, who walked into that building, opened fire on his way in. Police are investigating a second note from the gunman found in Las Vegas. Sources telling ABC News it includes an apology to his parents. The gunman's father also was an officer with the Los Angeles Police Department before retiring in 2017, ABC's learned. Price hikes due to tariffs coming from a company that makes a lot of stuff in our homes. Consumer giant Procter & Gamble says President Trump's tariffs are forcing it to increase prices on a quarter of its products. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News is being brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon and it was really cool. And there was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided, with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Mathaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
A house divided. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little testy. I asked quarterback Jordan Love if fights on the practice field can lead to division in the locker room.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, this is football. We got a big team. It's not like basketball or any of these other sports. These guys are battling every day, O-line, D-line, they're banging every day. So there's going to be some chippiness on the field, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to dap each other up and, you know, find ways to compete through the whistle and understand that we're team at the end of the day.
The Badgers football team at UW-Platteville for the next couple of weeks to begin preparing for the season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
We got to use it the best way. Just because you're here doesn't mean you use it the best way. There's great opportunities with facilities and things like that. But in order for us to do this the best way, you know, our guys got to spend time together.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs today in Milwaukee. The Crew winning last night 9-3 to take a two-game lead over Chicago in the standings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. There is something that has made underwater viewing on open water so much nicer, so much easier, and so much more effective. And I'll tell you what it is. But first,
you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
I like to use my underwater camera on open water. It helps me define what that bottom is based on what I see on the sonar. A lot of times when I send the camera down, I'm like, whoa, that's not what I thought it was. Sometimes I think I'm looking at fish and I'm looking at grass that's bent over. Sometimes I think I'm looking at a big rock pile and it's just big mounds of mud. So you just don't know until you send that camera down. But there's one thing that has made it way more efficient for me, and that is the spot lock on the bow mount trolling motor. I use the bow mount electric motor to keep me in position on a good drift. Have the camera down straight over the side of the boat, and I'm watching to see what I have on the sonar based on what I have on the camera. And when I get to a spot that looks very promising, I might see fish, I might see incredible structure. I actually then just hit the spot lock, and I'm right on top of that spot, and I can go back and tap it into my GPS, and away I go. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high 77 this afternoon. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It makes me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up or your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it really good.
So bad, hey. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's great. We can do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
And more of reality radio. Yay, another week of reality radio. We are ready to go here. Keyword today, family. It's your final chance to qualify for our laid-back summer recliner giveaway with Shawmigan Home Furnishings. So get that to us sometime today. Civic Media app, free for your Android or iPhone. Tap on 98Q. You can listen to us through the app. You can text us requests and stuff. But right now, text us the word family to get qualified. We have a busy day today. We're going to jump right into it because we're going to be talking some Flamborama and a little Shawmigan football. Shawmigan has a new football coach, and we'll meet the new coach. But we have standing by Colin Mockery. Colin Mockery is with the show Whose Line Is It Anyway? And just a legendary comedian, and he is in a movie that's coming out, and I've got Colin on the line, and we're going to chat with him. Hold on in just 30 seconds.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Welcome, everyone. We are thrilled to have Colin Mochrie with us here on the 98Q Morning Show. And Colin, I'll admit that me and my wife and my son, from the time he was born in 2002, I can't tell you the number of times we laughed ourselves to tears watching you guys on Whose Line Is It Anyway? And the joy you brought when that whole thing started back in 98, Colin. Any idea that it would go this long, be this popular, and be something that really became a mainstay for a generation?
Yeah, no. I mean, the show had had a good run in Britain. It ran for like 8 years and it was incredibly popular. And, you know, when we brought it to America, it was, it was a crapshoot. It could have worked. It could have failed spectacularly. Who knows what the audience wants? But it seemed, I mean, we're lucky that Drew Carey was attached to it. And they put us on after his show, which, was a big hit. And people really seemed to enjoy it. It was a different, it wasn't a sitcom, wasn't really a variety show, but it was something different and fun.
Yeah. And so you had kind of a guideline going into it, but how nervous were you the first couple of times you did it? I mean, it's all unscripted, right? So, I mean, it had to have been a bit nerve-wracking until you kind of found your groove, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky in that I'm often ignorant of what's happening around me. So for me, it was just having fun with my friends, and it was up to them to figure out how to make that into a television show. There are, as someone who was used to improvising on stage, moving it to television was a little different, and because you have the time constraints. So you can't take a lot of time, you know, setting up your character, and you have to kind of get to it right away because your scenes are in 3 to 5 minutes of that. So that was only the only kind of adjustment we had to make. And, you know, it was a great cast and everyone got along and everyone inspired everybody. So it really was magic.
Yeah, we're talking with Colin Mochrie. He's in a movie called Magnetosphere. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. But I have to ask a little bit about your relationship with Ryan Stiles, because I've told this, and I'm not saying this to suck up to you, Ryan, or Colin, but I think you and Ryan, your chemistry on that show is comparable to any comedy duo in the history of TV. I mean, it's just incredible the way you guys feed off each other, crack each other up. That must be just a joy when you get to be with him with that chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly made it easy. It was pretty much from the first day we kind of worked together, it was there. We just found each other very amusing. We had sort of the same reference level. We had the same sort of work ethic. And it just, it just kept growing. One of the things I loved about Ryan, he got as much joy out of setting you up for a joke and you doing it as he did getting the joke himself. So he was great to work with. He taught me a lot about improv. I hate saying nice things about him because luckily he's a techno idiot, so there's no way he'll ever hear this. But he has been very important in not only my professional life, but my personal life too.
Yeah, and the song, one more thing about Whose Line Is Anywhere, because the Hoedown song has always been our favorite. It's my favorite because you are funny and awkward at the same time, it seems like, when you do that. Is that a good way to put it? I mean, the way you deliver the Hoedown song is just so classic, but awkward at the same time.
There is never a game hated more than that game. And not just me. I mean, the singers hated it also. And there was no good place to be in the lineup. If you were the first person, you had no time to think. And then from then on, there was just the fear of the person before you taking your rhyme. So you had to come up with 3 or 4 different rhymes and this weird rhyme scheme. Yeah, it was awkward because of the deep hatred I had for it.
Exactly the answer I thought I would get. Talk a little bit about Magnetosphere and how you got involved with this movie. Your folks are nice enough to send me a little trailer, so I got to watch a lot of it. So tell me what led to your involvement with this.
It was just a simple thing where the writer-director stalked me. Nicola was living in New York. I was doing a show off Broadway, and she came to me with a script, and I read it and thought, yeah, I would love to do this. So it's a story about a young girl who's just moved to a new city. She's at a new school, dealing with all the things you had to deal with at 13, making new friends, dealing with bullies, unrequited love. But she also has this syndrome called synesthesia, where she can see colors as it relates to emotions. She can see people's auras. Music makes her see different colors. So it makes her feel a little apart from the rest of the world. She's worried about being a weirdo, being strange. And it's watching her throughout the movie sort of embrace her inner weirdness, as we all should do.
Yeah, Magnetosphere, available on many platforms. You can just search for it. If you're spelling challenged, give me a call here at the station. I'll tell you how to spell it, Magnetosphere. And you've been busy too, Colin, you and Brad Sherwood doing some stuff. In fact, I consider you were born, I stalked you on the internet. You were born in England, raised in Canada. We're northern Wisconsin, so you're kind of one of us. I can see you guys from here, from northern Wisconsin. I can see Canada. So you're one of us. You're coming to Wisconsin, been to Wisconsin. So talk about this show that you do with Sherwood.
Yeah, we like to say it's sort of a live version of Whose Line, but without the dead weight. And so it's just some of the scenes would be familiar to Whose Line fans. We do, sound effects, moving bodies. And then because it's just the two of us, we've invented some new games or adapted some old favorites. And we've added this new thing where we talk to the audience about the city or town that we're in, get all of their little details. And then we do a musical based on that information. Which is interesting, since only one of us can truly sing.
That does make it interesting. At what age, for the young people who are listening to our morning show here, when was that wow factor for you, or that you knew this is a gift that you have, improv, being on stage, being able to respond to people in a comedic way? When did that come along for you?
Just the comedy part was, I was at high school. I was very shy. I was an honor student, and a friend dared me to try out for the school play. I got the part, and then I got my first laugh. And I still remember that moment, thinking, what is this? And how do I get this all the time now? All my dreams of being a marine biologist were dashed. Went to theater school and found that I had a real aptitude for comedy. And then I was introduced to improv. Because, you know, when I was growing up, improv was not a thing. So it still shocks me to this day that I'm actually making a living at a job that wasn't a thing when I was growing up.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you're good at it, Colin. It's what you were meant to do, obviously. So thank you for all the laughs over the years. And Magnetosphere, available on a lot of platforms, a very, very good movie with a great message to it, and a little something different for you, Colin. I mean, you're not getting a lot of laughs in this movie, but a little something different to kind of expand out, right?
Exactly. I'm always trying to find new ways of doing things and keeping myself a little off balance. It really worked out for me.
Yeah. Well, Colin, it's been a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for all you've done, for the laughs, for me and my family, and for millions. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thanks for laughing and giving me a career. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Colin Mochrie joining us. Magnetosphere, available on a lot of different platforms. Just search for it, and you can check out him on syndication all across every single channel you'll ever watch anywhere. Has Whose Line Is It Anyway? He's like the Gilligan's Island of our modern era. Is that a good way to put it, Colin?
Sure.
Because you turn on the TV, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Right there. I love it. Colin Mochrie joining us, and we'll be back with more here on 98Q.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meijer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-size dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more information.
Gear up, folks, for the Flamborama celebration in Park Falls, one of the longest-running community celebrations in the state, running August 1st through the 3rd. You won't want to miss this year's entertainment. Starting Friday at 5 p.m. at Small Town Famous, right there under the main tent. Then at 8 Friday night, it's Chris Cruzy and his band. Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., that 90s band takes the stage. And then Moniker wraps up the evening Saturday night. Sunday, right after the parade, it's your all-time favorites at 2 p.m. with Robbie V. From the carnival rides to the craft fair to the frog jumping, the softball tournament, the chalk drawing, and much, much more. Flamborama is a guarantee to be your family fun event. For more information and list of events, it's easy. Go to parkfalls.com. We'll get to birthdays in a moment. 762-322-1 if you have somebody celebrating. Greg Gunderson is joining us in studio to chat about a little bit of everything. So we talk about Colin Mockery. That was fun chatting with him. Kind of surreal. Not too many times in my life, Greg, that I'm starstruck, but I'll be honest with you, when I was talking with him and I got to see him on the Zoom, a little bit starstruck because last 20 years, we've watched thousands of episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Just so good.
Scenes from a Hat is like, if you need a bad day, pick me up. I mean, that might be one of the best things YouTube is good for. People out there making compilations of everything from falling over on kids' playground equipment to, you know, funny food. Like, you can find a clip of just an hour straight of Whose Line Is It Anyway clips. And if you can have a bad day through that, all right, let me know. Give me a call. We got to talk.
Yeah, just the show, I think, brings out just being silly, keeping the kid at heart with you, even when you get older. Colin Mockery in his, 50s, and when he was doing Whose Line Is It Anyway, maybe even 60s, I don't know how old
late
he is.
Late 40s, he's 67.
Yeah, he's, just to see adults have fun and be silly, I think is a valuable thing for society to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You never know when you're setting an example for kids, and taking life too seriously is like the things that you remember and you formed your personality around are not the things your parents expected to be those things. Yeah. So like, have good examples. Have Colin Mockery in your life.
Yeah, we're going to have we have a little fun this weekend with Flamborama. You and I are going to be out on the grounds Friday from noon to 5, last chance for people to qualify for that recliner. You and I are going to be battling to sit in that recliner at the booth Friday from noon to 5. But
That's news to me. What do we got? Are we doing like a punji stick fight? Is this going to be a boxing match? You got a reach advantage. I've got the speed, though, I'll admit.
So the chair may or may not be intact by the time we give it away Friday night.
The tail of the tape
at 6 Friday o'clock. Night. We look forward to seeing people out there. It's always fun to be able to interact with our listeners. Flamborama is one of our favorite times. To do that, we'll have the prize wheel out there. We have some fabulous and glamorous prizes. We have some 98Q and Trail Mix t-shirts and some bandanas and gift certificates, and just it's fun because sometimes we feel like we're talking to ourselves, talking to a wall here in radio. It's fun to get out and actually see faces.
But they're padded walls, Joel. Yes. They gave me nice padded walls, love them.
There's a reason. We always say the reason why the walls are padded in radio is because, it's sound. It's for sound. It makes the radio sound better. No, it's just because we're all a little nuts here.
Well, it's because people don't want to hear the sound of me banging my head on the padded walls. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Well, it's not like a drip. It's just bonk. That's Gray having a bad day.
They were shag. They always used to be shag carpet walls, but now
low pile carpet walls.
We've upgraded.
That's and I think like these come as panels too. So like this was a deliberate choice. Somebody was strolling through a catalog of carpet walls. Which, by the way, St. Anthony's Gym. What were we thinking there? I lost so much skin to those. Anyway, anytime I think of carpeted walls, this is the second place in my life I've been with significant amounts of carpeted walls, and the other one was a gymnasium.
Yeah, and if you think carpeted walls deaden the sound, St. Anthony's, if you were in there, you know that's not true.
You know, it's funny.
It was a loud gym.
This is me realizing that was the idea there, because it did nothing. And actually, I can't say it did nothing. Maybe it would have echoed worse. Like, honestly, though, you drop anything in that room, and if you're alone in there, just the echo drives you insane. But singing in there was super cool. If you were ever a member of the Madrigal Singers who got to sing in that St. Anthony's Gym,
Wow. That was cool.
I mean, it was a church. It used to be the old church, obviously, so it was designed for that.
Yep.
I mean, it really was, but it wasn't designed for 17 basketballs and a buzzer to all sound at the same time.
You know, it's funny. I'm pretty sure, and like, not to knock us, but I think we've had this exact conversation about St. Anthony's Gym like 3 or 4 times, and I think everybody does. I think this is like a stock conversation. You know, that used to be the church. That's why the ceilings are so high. Yeah. Like, I think Park Falls has this conversation.
And even if you have never been a member of that church, you've been in there. You've been there at the very least for an open gym that was there on a Wednesday night, or you played a middle school game there against St. Anthony's. Whatever it may be, everybody has their memories of the Holy Dome. Yeah.
The Squires. St. Anthony Squires. I found that program you gave me the other day. It was up on my shelf. I did a little bit of housekeeping yesterday and found that picture that I will not let the world see. Thank you for releasing that to my
custody. There's a picture of your team in there, too.
Funny enough, I got the same haircut I got now. I tried to let go of that once I hit high school, but it found its way back. That buzz cut had appeal. No, you can tell that I don't fill a basketball uniform. I was not any more athletic as an eighth grader than I am at 30. Why would I have been? You figure it out.
The St. Anthony's locker room is just a transformed sanctuary, or whatever they called the side thing from the church.
They were
serviceable, but yet painful at the same time.
Well, I mean, like, and that it's actually funny how well that space is suited to being a gym, or was suited to being a gym, with the two locker rooms at the side. But there was one critical design issue with those two spaces that served as locker rooms, and I think many of us knew what it was, because the one rule was, don't go in the tunnel that connects the two behind them.
Right.
There's that tunnel is like, these are locker rooms. So like the last thing you want is just a hallway between them.
Backward access.
But it was there, and they filled it with equipment. So like, it was, I was always reminded of Harry Potter, where if the guys tried to climb the girls' steps, the steps would turn into a slide and they'd just go back down them. But if the girls went into the guys' dorm, it would just let it happen.
And another one too was the clock operator at St. Anthony's always had their back turned to the clock, so it's a key thing and when you are running the clock for a ball game, to be able to see when you stop the clock, you can physically look at the clock and make sure that it stopped. And it's nothing against anybody who ever operated the clock, because I was one of them, but the parents would yell, "Stop the clock, the clock's running." Well, is it because the person running the clock, the clock is over his shoulder, his or her shoulder, and they're looking at the game? So
I got two words for you, Joe.
Yeah, what's that?
Rear view mirror.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
Would have been a great idea that you never tried. Like, get one. Like, does Shayna not have a mirror you could?
I don't know, but when you're 5 feet from the end line of a seventh grade basketball game, I don't know if you want a mirror involved, do you?
Were you getting existential?
I don't know if you want glass involved.
True. Very true. I definitely was not the kind of person you want to have mirrors around when there was a basketball in my hands, which is why they didn't put it in my hands very often. That was a carefully concerted effort, well executed by my teammates.
All right, great. It's 8:32. We got some chamber talk, some flamborama talk coming up. News update for you right now.
Ash it up.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, the major tsunami threat has passed for the West Coast and Hawaii following a massive earthquake off the coast of Russia. ABC's Alex Stone with more from Los Angeles.
At this point, after an all-night rush to get large populations away from potential tsunami waves, there is no known damage in the U.S., and there was no one large wave. There have been some small recorded tsunami waves picked up on sensors, some bigger ones as well, but not a large wave like you'd think of. The question will be, as the sun comes up, assessing any damage, especially in far northern California's Crescent City, which, because of geography, it's always prone to tsunami damage. Right now, though, there is no known damage in the U.S.
Two notes left behind, police say, by the gunman who opened fire in a New York City office building. One of the notes appeared to blame the NFL for a brain injury. The other was an apology to his parents. Crowds lining the streets of Birmingham, England, for the funeral procession today of Ozzy Osbourne's casket through his hometown. This is ABC News.
A house divided. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little testy. I asked quarterback Jordan Love if fights on the practice field can lead to division in the locker room.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, this is football. We got a big team. It's not like basketball or any of these other sports. These guys are battling every day, O-line, D-line, they're banging every day. So there's going to be some chippiness on the field, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to dap each other up and, you know, find ways to compete through the whistle and understand that we're team at the end of the day.
The Badgers football team at UW-Platteville for the next couple of weeks to begin preparing for the season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
But we got to use it the best way. Just because you're here doesn't mean you use it the best way. There's great opportunities with facilities and things like that. But in order for us to do this the best way, you know, our guys got to spend time together.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs today in Milwaukee. The Crew winning last night 9-3 to take a 2-game lead over Chicago in the standings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we'll have an ABC News update at the top of the hour. I see some stories coming in where the tsunami causing some flooding and damage, and people in Hawaii fleeing to some higher grounds. So there is some stuff going on with the 8.8 magnitude earthquake that hit late yesterday overnight in Russia. So we have an update for you. Now we have lots for you to do today. Going to be a beautiful day, a little bit cooler weather. So we're going to get over to the Park Falls Farmers Market first of all. Now it's Children's Day at the Park Falls Farmers Market today. The kids will have the opportunity to plant, to tour some emergency vehicles that will be there, and they'll receive some market dollars also, so they can actually shop and meet the people who grow the food right there. So it's all about the kids today, and that'll be from, now the kids part of it will be 2 to 4:30. The farmer's market runs from 2 to 5:30, but the kids' day will be 2 to 4:30 at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. So get on over there for that. It is the prime season. It is prime time. You got everything going. Should we do? Okay, there's a long list. Blueberries, raspberries, sugar snap peas, corn, cucumbers, salad greens, radishes, beets, broccoli, cauliflower, tomatoes, peppers, zucchini. Oh, peppers would be good in a produce war. We talked about that last year. The acidity. Zucchini, kohlrabi, a variety of herbs, fresh and dried, a variety of other vegetables also. There will also be locally grown shiitake. Takes me back to a Jim Carrey movie. lion's mane, blue oyster, and pohu oyster mushrooms. I got to get gray in here. So many boy plays we could go with this. So eggs will be available along with an assortment of jellies and jams. And there's going to be locally produced maple syrup and honey. And there will be some gluten-free crackers and pink lemonade Rice Krispie treats, as well as pistachio muffins and peanut butter cookies. Somebody's been busy baking, yeah. Other baked goods include breads, donuts, pies. Those are fresh-grown donuts, sorry, pies. Assortment of canned goods and more. There's Black Angus beef that'll be available. Freeze-dried fruits and veggies, granola, breakfast cookies. Stuff made, grown right here in northern Wisconsin. And again, we've got the Kids Day going on today. And the produce and products that are sold at the market here in Park Falls are grown or processed right here in Price County and or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida, Vilas. A lot of them come together here. So eat healthy. Shop local. Farmers Market today, 2 to 5:30. Right on Highway 13. I'm a little bit, I was at last year that Austin and I had our discussion about the produce, if we were to sling things like the pumpkin slingers they have, what food would be best? And I'm a little bit hesitant to get Gray involved in this discussion. So we will eventually, but I think we may have to set some guidelines for this. here he comes. Here he comes. I am not drawing. Hang on. I'm drawing up guidelines as we speak.
So the rules of ballistics, Joel, dictate that if you're not going to have the object spinning, the object being a projectile in this case, then you need to have it heavier on one end than the other.
That's like Greg Gunderson, folks. He's afternoon.
A gourd, then, Joel. Throw a gourd, okay? That's it. That's all you got. Throw a gourd.
Austin and I went into a deep discussion about this.
You didn't seem like you wanted to. I have the whole discussion. I've got a 300-point, bullet-pointed document laid out what vegetable to throw and why. I was ready for this day before I even knew I needed to be. But you're not ready for what I got, so it's a gourd.
But what about the discussion that Austin and I had last year about you're in a ring with someone and you get one fruit or vegetable to have as your weapon, like a pillow fight, but you have one. You have one thing that gets to be your weapon.
Austin thought the Brewers were going to win the NFC North last year, Joel. I don't think his opinion matters much in this discussion.
It's sports. It's not fruits and vegetables. Come on now.
The example is relevant. I think like that is such an egregious issue that it carries over to other topics.
See, we had potatoes because you could have like a sack of potatoes. Maybe not just one potato.
Okay. Pillow fights? Yeah, I think sack of potatoes, like, that's also like a, that's got a note of prison beating to it, though. You know, like the sock full of bars of soap kind of thing, like beating somebody up with a bag of potatoes sounds like something some guys I know might be into.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, speaking of, 50 years ago today, Jimmy Hoffa disappeared.
Oh, boy.
Also, on an unrelated note, my grandpa had a really good day 50 years ago. Not related.
How about a big zucchini? How about like a 18, 24-inch zucchini?
See, like, that was actually what I first thought of. If you're firing it out of a rifled barrel and it's going to have spin, you want the zucchini. You want the long and the thin. That's aerodynamically shaped.
Right, right.
But, I mean, if it's a PVC pipe and some hairspray with a lighter on it, I just want a potato. Just jam it down the tube and thunk, yeah. 100 yards.
Last year's discussion evolved into several different areas of produce and weaponry and where would be the good place to launch in the city of Park Falls? Where would be the good place to hide from a produce launcher in Park Falls? We went into many, many, many different aspects of this.
Do you have a potato shelter nearby? It's an emergency.
But with that said, the pumpkin launchers is one of the coolest things.
Pumpkin chunking.
The pumpkin. Oh man, they still do that. They love to do that. Just back up, people. If you're making one at home, it could hurt.
There's a lot of people who I would say are just the right sort of person to enjoy pumpkin chunking. Like there, it's the cross section of all kinds of different interests. And in my dad's case, he's grown up on a farm, became a machinist, and so he loves watching the pumpkin just fly 300 yards through. Like that's just awesome to see because holy cow! But then also like that's a butterfly valve that's got to be machined within it. He's analyzing it from wow, look at it fly, and also that's a really interesting engineering challenge. Like,
yeah.
So the intersections of enjoyment. I think really anybody might be able to enjoy pumpkin chunking.
And the end of it, you get a deer, some animals that are really happy with what you left on the ground. So there's joy in every aspect of it.
If we ever need to airdrop food to deer, we can skip the planes and just bring the cannons.
Just bring the cannons.
We've got plans for issues we'll never encounter.
Yes. So the farmer's market going on, everything you've ever wanted. It's a prime growing season. And so get on down there. It's Kids Day, too, at the farmer's market. So get down and enjoy.
Watch out for the guy with the bag of potatoes.
All right. We'll do that at 8:43 on Reality Radio.
Partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high 77 this afternoon. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries? Make that payment, or write that check. If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Well, sometimes the joy of reality radio is you think you have a full schedule and then things come up for people and they, you know, run a little bit late or whatever. So we got a little bit of time to talk about Wednesday Night Live, which is happening tonight. There's only two more weeks left of Wednesday Night Live here in Park Falls. And you got Hip Pocket tonight. Now, as I think the last 2 weeks we got rained out, right? It had to move into the Park Theater. This week, we're not getting rained out. It's going to be absolutely perfect down there at Old Dade Memorial Park. So I want you to go on down there, grab your lawn chair, and have a little supper and support your Park Falls Knights of Columbus, because they're going to be serving up the music in the park with all beef franks tonight. They've got the bratwurst with sauerkraut on that if you want. 1/3 pound burgers, cheeseburger if you want a cheese on that. And they've got Gary's Famous Homemade Beans also that'll be down there. So you can support our Park Falls Knights of Columbus. They will be serving up food down there. So Hip Pockets is the live music at Old Dade Memorial Park. The music is free. If you want to bring a few bucks, support the Knights of Columbus, have a beverage, that's certainly would be appropriate. Of course, we have Flamborama coming up this weekend. We'll wait to see. I know Courtney's already busy putting stuff up for the chamber down there and stuff, so we'll run through some of the events. We'll wait when she comes in, and if she doesn't make it, then we'll just we'll run through them here in a little bit, because there are a few changes this year to the events. Sometimes we get used to events always being on the same day at the same time, same place, and we do have some changes on that. So we'll cover that in just a little bit. Our keyword today, by the way, we're giving away a free recliner Friday night, 6 o'clock, on stage. Someone is going to win a free recliner valued at $600, $599 actually, plus a $1 bill from your morning guy. Or if I don't have one, I may have to pickpocket Gray. Family is the key word, by the way. Family. It's your keyword. Your last chance to qualify through the texting process is today. And that'll make 12 qualifiers. The 13th one will be a bonus qualifier. Friday, Gray and I will be on the grounds from noon to 5, having fun, talking Flamborama. And we'll have some tickets. All you have to do is stop by and just say, I'd like a ticket for the 13th magical qualifier, and we'll give you one. And then you show up when we do the drawing Friday night at 6, and if we draw your number, you're automatically going to win a prize, and you just may win the recliner. You'll have, at the very worst, you'll have a 1 in 13 chance. And if a couple people don't show up, it'll be better than that. So we'll do that Friday night. 6 o'clock will be the drawing right there in between the musical sets. We've got the 5 o'clock music of Small Town Famous. So they'll play for about an hour. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll jump on with our giveaway. Chris Cruzy, of course, is on stage Friday night. And that show scheduled to start at about 8 o'clock on Friday night.
Looking for secure storage? Tascovia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County opens July 1st. Choose from spacious 12 by 30 or 10 by 20 units, perfect for storing household goods, boats, motors, and more. Protect your valuables from the elements with monthly or yearly rental options. Reserve your unit now by calling Sharon at Biller Realty at 715-266-2412. Tascovia Storage is conveniently located at the intersection of County Road GG and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Connexus Credit Union in Phillips. They're a member of a focused cooperative that is proud of return profits to member owners through high yields on many products and competitive rates.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about giving that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of this month in July. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right, and they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. And again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right, your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com. Hey, we gave away that big 65-inch TV yesterday on our live broadcast and the grill. It was fun out there. That big, bigger, biggest sale will wind down here coming up on Thursday. And they also have a keyword, too, we mentioned. I want to mention it, too, because Alyssa and Pete told me that if you mention Flamborama, sometime between now and Saturday, they're going to give you another $500 off your vehicle. So stop on by Wheelway. Wheelwayautos.com is a great place to check out the events that are going on there. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is there every Saturday. They will be there Saturday from 9 to 11 at Christ at First Congregational United Church of Christ, downtown Park Falls. Now, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry also will have a booth at the Craft Fair. And the Craft Fair being held on Saturday. So if you've always wanted to give a little, maybe the backpack, we always kind of feature the backpack program because we're going back to school in a few weeks. So it's a great way for you to support the backpack program financially. So if you want to stop by the booth and visit with Ginger, Diane, and others that are volunteering there at the booth, it's a great way to make a donation to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. They'll be at the Craft Fair on Saturday. Now, the pantry will also be open on Saturday from 9 to 11 and open every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. You can check out details about the food pantry at thelordscupboard.org, thelordscupboard.org. And if you want to help out the food pantry financially, you can go to any Forward Bank location, and just say, I'd like to donate whatever you got there into the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And they'll do it at any Forward Bank location.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwi.com. That's parkmanorwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
At 8:52 on Reality Radio, and Courtney is joining us from the Chamber of Commerce. She's the executive director there. It is Flamborama Week. We always, of course, we offer therapy for our director. We offer encouragement because this is the busiest weekend of the year for the director of the Park Falls Chamber, and fun too, of course.
It is. But it's both. Yes.
Yes.
High stress, but high rewards.
Yeah.
So.
A lot going on, and Courtney is usually the one that people call or text. Or if we could just get rid of those cell phones, wouldn't life be a lot less stressful?
It would be amazing. I was going to say, just keeping up with that and the emails. I'm like, those things.
Yeah. So we're gearing up for a fun weekend here. We've got activities, of course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I did mention there's a few changes I think people should know about. First of all, some of those kids' activities that people are used to having on Friday have been moved around. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the kids' activities like St. Croix's Rod Casting Contest and the Sawdust Dig and Chalk Draw Contest done by the credit union, we've moved those over to Saturday now because we wanted it to be easier for families to come down. Friday, a lot of time people are working during the day and those activities take place around 10 and 11 in the morning. So it's hard to be two places at once. I know very well. So we move those over to Saturday. So that way, Saturday morning, afternoon is all about families and the kids. And there's tons of stuff going on. Lots of free fun on the grounds because those activities are done by our sponsors completely free of charge.
Yeah, you have the, you got the youth rodcasting going on. You've got the sawdust dig and the chalk drawing. And then you got the pickleball tournament going on down also on Saturday morning. So that area around the tent there will be a lot going on Saturday
morning. Yes, there's a lot going on Saturday morning. And then we have the Micronesia dancers at noon, so it's just nice, something to, you can sit down, have lunch after you do all those wonderful family activities and enjoy wonderful performance. And we've got amazing food coming this year. We're very excited. We've added a couple new vendors just this week. So we have a really nice full lineup. There is going to be something activity-wise and food-wise for everyone.
Yeah. Now, Friday, we got the big book sale at the library. But as far as the food court opening and kind of getting cranked up, we're looking at mid-afternoon Friday, right?
Yes. Yep. The grounds are going to open at 3 o'clock on Friday.
Okay. And our phone is binging as we speak. As we talked about our cell phone, it's binging off the hook there.
Thought I had her on silent.
Yeah. So
that.
the food court opening Friday, technically at 3 in the Phillips Children's Museum. That's always kind of a fun activity. It become very popular. It's been around for a few years now, right?
Yes. And they are fantastic. They bring all those fun games and activities for the kids. And it's just something else to do. And it's nice because they are going to be there the whole time. So as you're in between activities, sometimes it's hard for those little ones to wait patiently for their turn. They have something else to go do while they're waiting their turn.
Right. And the carnival will officially open Friday at 5 o'clock, right?
Yes. Okay. And they do have their wristband special on Friday night from 6 to 10. Okay. And those wristbands, you can only get through the carnival. They are going to be $25 and they're good for that day. So if you're coming back on Saturday for the wristband special, you'll have to buy a different wristband.
So you have two chances, Friday night and again on Saturday to do the wristbands,
yes.
Right?
And Saturday it's in the afternoon.
Okay. So pick your spot there. $25 I think it is, and they can ride to their heart's content.
Yes.
All right. That's a great time. Wish they would have had that when I was a kid. That would have been so great.
Yeah.
Because we always did wristbands when I was a kid. It was every ride cost something. And just like, one fee would be nice. That's really, really fantastic. And we've got music, of course, starting Friday. Free music. It doesn't cost anything to get in the tent to see the bands, and we'll kick it off Friday at 5 o'clock, right?
Yes. We have Small Town Famous at 5 o'clock, and then we have Chris Krause with his full band starting at 8.
All right. And of course, our big laid-back summer recliner giveaway at 6. You want to be there,
yes,
for that.
Yes, that's definitely. You got to make sure you're down there.
Yeah. And Saturday, we got more live music that'll get going late afternoon too, right?
Yes. We have that 90s band that's going to start at 5 o'clock, and then Moniker is joining us at 8, and they are going to party us into the night.
Yeah, and Robbie V then on Sunday.
Yes.
With some family fun in the afternoon. And we've got, of course, the parade is always big, not only because of the parade, but then we usually have a little, I think, did I see something at Old Abe afterwards? One of the performers is going to be there, is that right?
Yes. So Marty's Golden Airs is joining us for the parade this year, and they are going to be marching down through the parade, and then they're going to do a little performance in Old Abe Park immediately following the parade, and then they're going to head over to the Legion Hall, so they'll be over there as well. And that's weather depending, obviously, but so far it looks like we're going to be very lucky and have a great day.
Should be in good shape. Yeah, the humidity going to be down, I think 75 to 80. I think it's looking like a great weekend.
Yes,
looking like a great weekend. And of course the softball tournament all weekend long, that's always kind of right in the middle of everything that's happening there. And I do want to talk again about the Arts and Crafts Fair, because we do have a move of a location on that, and also information for the vendors and how they can set up for that. And
yes, so the Arts and Crafts Fair, we are moving. Part of it is now going to be in Old Abe Memorial Park, and then the rest will be down Division Street from the park down to Second Avenue. So you're going to see vendors in both places, and vendors can set up. They have the ability to, we have loading zones on both sides of the park, so they just check in with us down at the park. They're going to be arriving between 6 and 9 a.m., and then the craft fair opens at 9 a.m. and goes until 3 o'clock.
All right. Yeah, getting there early to set up probably a good idea, because it's the first year, so yes, there's going to be some confusion. There's going to be people going the wrong way and all that stuff. It's just going to happen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are fortunate. We have a couple fabulous volunteers that really take ownership of the craft show and really help people set up, help direct. So that's going to be absolutely fantastic. But yeah, it's going to be a new location, but this is so great. The park is wonderful. Having, you know, the playground there to keep the kids occupied, having all the access to public restrooms, that's a big thing. I don't know that anyone really enjoys a porta potty. You're there. You're happy when it's there for you, but everyone loves having a real restroom. And the Shawamigan PTO is going to be doing a fundraiser out of the concession stand that day as well.
All right, should be a it's kind of the easing into the old Abe Park as a part of Plamorama kind of process here. So that'll be a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
All right. Always tons to do through the weekend, of course, and we encourage you. We have so many volunteers that man the beverage tent, right?
Yes.
We have businesses and groups that take care of all that, right?
Yes. All of our bartenders are volunteers, so they are there working for tip money to go toward their cause. So we have a variety. If you go to our Facebook page, we do have a nice little post on each one of them, so you can know exactly who's bartending each shift. But those tip jars that are out there, that goes toward the bartenders group, an organization. It's a really great fundraiser for them and getting to be a part of the event as well. So we're very, very happy to have all of our bartenders there for helping to cover shifts and also to help earn them a little money to go toward their organizations.
Yeah, the big tent on the north end of Park Falls right there on Fifth Avenue is up already?
The tent is up,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're waiting on a few other things to come in, but by Thursday night, it's going to be looking really good down there.
Yeah, and the music is just fantastic this year. Chris Cruzy always draws a real nice crowd. People saw him, was it last year for Wednesday Night Live?
Yes.
And that was him just doing acoustic. He's got his whole band with this year,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is full band.
Yeah,
this
will be fun.
It's very exciting.
He does such a good job on social media posting. He plays at festivals all over the state of Wisconsin, and he is just so good at getting everybody excited about it. He just loves playing these festivals and meeting people, one of his people here in northern Wisconsin.
Yes. So. And he did a really great post. If you haven't seen it, we shared it on our page, but he did a nice shout out to the Park Falls area and announced like he's ready to come. And
he's the real deal, folks. I mean,